This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Mr. Biden, are you ready to reset the relations with Russia?
What would you consider a win today, Mr. President? How are you feeling?
Things got off to a chaotic start at the U.S.-Russia summit in Geneva as American and Russian reporters and security forces got involved in shoving and shouting when journalists tried to ask Presidents Biden and Putin questions. Our Sagar Magani says the Swiss President, Guy Parmelin, greeted Presidents Biden and Putin.
I would like to welcome you to Geneva, the city of peace.
The two men shook hands after being greeted by their Swiss counterpart outside an 18th-century manor house overlooking Lake Geneva, a picturesque site for a decidedly tense encounter. Inside, Putin said through an interpreter the relationship has a lot of issues.
And I hope that our meeting will be productive.
Well, thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face.
President Biden calls it a meeting of two great powers and says he wants to find areas of mutual interest, though neither side is predicting any breakthroughs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has criticized Putin for cyber attacks by Russian-based hackers on U.S. interests and interference in American elections, among other things. Just in time for summer vacation, the European Union is recommending that its 27 member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the U.S. Dangerous, record-busting heat is spreading across the Southwest and into parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming. Some of the highest temperatures are in bone-dry Arizona, where the temperature could reach 116 today. Home construction rose 3.6% in May. Housing has been one of the standout performers during the recession triggered by the pandemic. This is AP News. California and New York are lifting most COVID restrictions. Here's our Julie Walker.
Across New York last night, there were fireworks to celebrate the state reaching 70% of adults getting at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine and the governor lifting many remaining social distancing and mask rules. California fully reopened yesterday, and San Francisco cable car bells clanged at Disneyland. Visitors like Dominique Vasquez were maskless and thankful.
But the no mask, it's great.
She says it really makes a difference.
You're sweating, you can't breathe. We couldn't take it off.
Tara Castillo, who was working out at Urban Fitness Oakland, says finally she's at the gym without a mask.
Really hard to breathe when you're doing some heavy exertion type exercises. So yeah, it felt really good. Things are starting to feel back to normal.
California has also vaccinated more than 70% of the state's adults. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.